Duffy.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And Joe at RT.ie. Michael Moriarty. Michael, good afternoon.
Joe, good afternoon.
Your headline is, I have advised friends not to visit Ireland because he feels it not safe. Are you being unfair?
Well, that, again, that's a matter for discussion, and I'm glad you have...
Well, how many countries have you visited?
Well, if we start by saying I've lived in 22 and I've been in perhaps another 50.
And how does Ireland compare? How does Dublin compare?
Well, I would say, Joe, that from what I've seen in the last number of years here, we are... that our system has changed completely. Our attitude to people has changed completely. Our attitude to the elderly has changed completely. And our attitude to visitors has changed completely. And I think your show has highlighted quite a good deal of this in the last number of months. So when former colleagues of mine contact me and say, we are thinking to come to visit Ireland, and they ask me for my opinion, I give them what I believe is my honest opinion.
And what have you seen in the last few years that makes you have this, or sorry, that propels this view?
Well, Joe, your show has highlighted quite a few problems and difficulties with groups of maybe younger people. And I think we must, before I say any more, let me say that I'm sure there are vast numbers of young people in Ireland who do tremendous work and particular voluntary work. So we must bear that in mind when we look at the minority who are causing problems, making life difficult for people on streets, attacking tourists. And where do we go from there?
But the does it not speak to something positive, Michael, that, for example, when the German tourists were attacked, we looked after them, they rang Liveline. When the Japanese tourists were conned there in Amiens Street, some locals, including the artist James Hanley, looked after them totally and completely. They stepped in and actually it made national headlines, is that the rarity of it, or just people's abhorrence?
You know, and again, I commend those people. And let me say, you know, we have lots of young people in this country who do lots of voluntary work and engage with voluntary organisations, and I commend them. But we also have small numbers. And again, you had an incident, well, maybe not a young person, on the train recently where some Indian people were verbally abused. Mm. And this gives a bad impression of our country. So, you know, frankly, when somebody asks me for my honest opinion, I will give it to them. Now, if somebody wants to come to where I live and stay with me and be with me all the time and I drive them around, I can then take control and assist with their safety. But if they are planning to visit the country in general, and particularly the capital, I would say to them, take my advice and keep going. Don't stop off here.
Don't stop in Dublin.
Don't stop in Dublin.
Yeah, Christine Hall, you disagree, I see, from your call there. You love Dublin.
I do, yeah, I totally disagree.
Why do you love Dublin?
Well, I was born and reared in Dublin.
Yeah.
And I'll be 70 next year, Joe. And I can honestly say I grew up in the Liberties.
All right.
And my family was from there. My aunt lived over Frawley's for 50 years.
Thomas Street, yeah.
And like, I'm from around there, and my sister lives down in Drimna. But I never, ever, and that's the truth, had anything happen to me. Now, I go to town, I was saying to your researcher, my sister-in-law lives in Finglas, so I meet her maybe once, twice a week. We go every part of town, every part of O'Connell Street, like Cable Street, everywhere. We know all the coffee shops. When players were there, we used to go in there, have our lunch, I know there is things that happened. I use the Lewis. I know when is the best time to use it. And I have, like,
when is the best time to use the Lewis?
Well, I would be going in. I'd meet my sister-in-law, maybe I'd go in 10, half 10 in the morning.
But when is the worst time to use the Lewis?
Well, I've never been on it, Joe, at, say, 11 or 12 o'clock at night.
Why not?
Well, it's just that, like, I just don't go into town in that area. I would be kind of around town, and that probably because I'm 70, I wouldn't be going clubbing or anything like that. But, I mean, I have got granddaughters. That one is 30, and the other one is 22, and they would be, and nothing has ever happened to them either. So I'm just giving my personal
experience. But you did say there, like, Cleary's, which is now gone.
Yeah.
Isn't that part of the problem in O'Connell Street, that there's a lot of empty buildings?
Well, that doesn't look right, and I know that myself. But the reason I rang last week was, now, I didn't get where the man was from, but I came in on it, like, I just turned on the radio, mm-hmm. and he was saying that he wouldn't have a cup of coffee on O'Connell Street, and he wouldn't like to be going in for coffees in Henry Street, or he would go to the Gresham and have something to eat there as lunch, and, you know, whatever. But, I mean, I can tell you, every coffee shop, Joe, that's in Henry Street, and in O'Connell
Street. Okay, so you love it. Christine, 51551, Angela O'Connor.
Hello, Joe.
You're listening to Christine and indeed Michael. Your opinion of Dublin, especially it's focusing on Dublin again, but go ahead.
Well, I think that Dublin City has become a kip. Now, I love Dublin. I was brought up in Dublin and it was a beautiful city. I would advise tourists, I wouldn't say to tourists not to come because I think it is beautiful, but I would say don't have your camera swinging around you or a bag. I wouldn't bring a bag into town. And I wouldn't use the Dart at night. I'd use it going in from Raheny, but I'd always use the bus because my bag was, I was nearly robbed from 5 o'clock in the day by a young fella on a bike.
But Andrew, can I just focus in one sense? Has it got worse in the recent past?
Definitely.
In what way?
Well, certainly on the north side, it's I think there's no guard presence, number one, in O'Connell Street. And I think that is really lacking. There's no zero tolerance on kids going around on bikes and crashing into tourists or even just ordinary visitors, not tourists. But I think there's a whole... Like, if you look back at Dublin, it was the most beautiful city in Europe before, the Act of Union. And the Commission of Wide Streets was there to uphold the beauty of the buildings. But where it's all gone, there's no beautiful buildings on O'Connell Street. I can't see the
GPO.
The GPO is lovely. And if you go up to the Garden of Remembrance there and the
Cleary's used to be a beautiful building.
Cleary's
when it was
gorgeous. Open, yeah. My mother worked in Cleary's, and will that be left? Will the facade be left on that?
Well, that's up to the planners, but I suspect it will. Historic.
I think the planners have allowed all these fast food shops, all the change of the street fronts, the going back to when Madame Nora's and those were there, like all of those lovely shop fronts, they're all gone now. And I think it is an awful shame, but I wouldn't say to somebody, don't visit Dublin. I think it's absolutely a fabulous city. But I do think I would say to tourists going in or to anybody, don't have a handbag. Don't go down near the Dart stations late at night. I think they're in a very dangerous places, and I'd use the bus.
And what about Garda presence? Have you noticed that?
That's gone. There are no Gardaí on the main street in Dublin. And I would go into town a good bit, and it's gone. And I think that is a disgrace, really. Because if you have a presence, like we were in Madrid, we were in with our daughter in the Retiro Park, and there were guards going around it on cycling around. Yeah. And there was no problem, there was no trouble. Like, I do understand there is a huge drug problem in Dublin, certainly around Talbot Street, and maybe there's the needle exchange there, and there's open drug dealing done on the streets in Talbot Street. And I mean, and you see the same people there day after day. And I do think that's a huge problem. But I mean, I think that should be dealt with.
Okay.
Joe, can I just make a quick
point? Yes, Michael,
there,
yes, briefly, yeah.
My wife and myself, I think we can say we have some very good memories of Dublin, and in particular the Liberties, where we would, when we lived in Dublin, we would always do our shopping in the weekends in the Liberties, and fantastic people, the street traders, the shop owners, they're absolutely fantastic people. We have very great memories, but now we have a different breed coming onto the streets in Dublin, young people who seem to have no respect and no regard for anybody, and certainly no respect or consideration for the law, because it seems, as that lady has said, I find it very difficult to believe, and I haven't been in O'Connell Street myself for many years now, but I find it very hard to believe that there is no police presence on the main street in the capital city of our country.
Well, there isn't. There used to be two guardie always on duty at the GPO. There is no guard presence. There will be for big festivals and for St. Patrick's Day and things like that. And the guard, but then are the guards pushed to the pin of their collar dealing with all this crime? But I do think there should be transport police also.
But Joe, in most capitals throughout the world, one of the visible presidents you'll see, particularly in the main streets of the main cities, are police patrols. Not just one or two, but maybe large numbers of them. But we don't seem to have them in our cities.
I'm baffled. The Gardaí have these command and control vehicles. They're quite impressive looking. You can sit inside them. They CCTV and modern communications. They're big, but they're not articulated lorries. I'm baffled why one of them is not sitting in the middle of on the island in O'Connor Street a lot of the time.
That is one. But Joe, the uniform presence moving around the capital city would be a deterrent, if nothing else, in my opinion.
Michael Moriarty, Christine Hall, Angela O'Connor, 51551Joe@rt.ie. Thank you.